Congratulations, you've made it to your final week of dry January. Please prepare your drinking options. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a show about people that like the... God dang it. I do a take two, but we on the... Show about people that like craft cats. Only craft cats.
Craft cats.
Yeah, indie cats. We want
artisan
corporate
cats.
No corporate cats. Indie cats.
No corporate cats.
No buyout cats.
Oh,
no, we're just a show that for people that like good beer. And like hanging out and relaxing with some good beer. I'm Mikey.
The Nick. I'm Matt.
We're just gonna be hanging out with you and drinking some beers, talking about the beers we had last week and beers we're looking out for. And the listeners are gonna call us too and tell us some stuff. And that is a reference to Nick's opening. That would be a pretty sweet to go. I've never done Dry January or the more popular on our show, Sobertober. But that first day, that coming back out of a month of dryness, that's gonna be pretty cool. That'd be a day where I'd make sure I'm not working that day. Or the day after, more specifically, the day after, and just be like,
undo everything. You've done
yep, like I've got 30 days of drinking to do in one day.
Mikey, let me explain it to you in a way that you can understand. Sometimes you don't always know the last time that you'll use the pool.
Yeah,
but the next time you get into the pool, that feeling you have. Even though you're around water every day, the pool is what you seek.
Okay. I think I get it.
Yeah.
Before Nick yes. explains his opening. Oh, that was a solid pop.
Oh.
I get to open one too because I'm thirsty. What did you open, Nick?
I have a slice beer donation from, I believe, Wazoo. Java Shock Imperial Porter.
From who?
Slice.
But, oh, okay, slice.
Silas. Maybe it's pronounced Silas.
What'd you call it?
Silas.
Silas.
Before the show, I was having, which I still have one little active. I'm going to be using as a palate cleanser throughout the episode. Another Wazoo Corvette donated beer from Urban Roots. 12 Degree. It's a Czech style lager. Very industry. La-di-da. So I got that. And then I just opened another Wazoo. Can you tell we got a Wazoo shipment?
Did we get a donation?
From Silius. Selassie. Selassie? Double hand candy, a DHC. Double hand candy, a coconut milkshake, double IPA. Sorry, oh. Nick.
My stomach just flipped over.
Oh, yeah. I get that coconut there, a little suntan lotion.
Mm. Oh, that one was intentional. I did give you that one.
Oh, it's like I'm on my honeymoon in Hawaii.
Ooh,
it's like
man.
I'm having a lava flow.
You step into the hotel and instantly smell coconut.
It's like I'm in Kauai.
Sounds like you're Bay. In the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall right now.
Yes, it is. Solid movie. We're getting Sarah Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
What are you having there, Matt?
I'm finishing up a Lookout.
Oh.
Which I also had another one previous to that. But then I got lost in YouTube land and realized what time it was.
Tioga Squad. And look out.
Yep. And then I popped open an Adobe Creek, which was donated by Paul from Novato. And he works at a brewery in Novato. Maybe he's still in Fairfax. We don't know. We don't know. But it's an IPA, but it's called Depressionalization. Yeah, that's a word. That's a thing. I said it. This one's a bit hazy, but I don't know if the other one was because I didn't pour it out of the can. This one, I poured it out of the can, and I can identify it as hazy. Yeah, if you can't see it, it can't be hazy.
So you're having a Marin beer from Paul.
Is that because it's in that county?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Marin beer.
It's a county.
Did you say Marin beer or Marin bear?
Both.
Marin
there's
bear.
A Marin beer.
You didn't clarify.
Famous Marin beer bear that roams around.
The beer bear went to the beer bar.
Mm-hmm.
And had a beer claw bear.
Yep.
Beer.
Beer claw.
That's what happened.
Yep.
So
wait a minute. Has anybody ever made a stout with almond paste in it? That would be good.
That just came to you?
Yeah.
Almonds? That's
a bear claw.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the sweet filling in a bear claw is the almond paste.
Okay. I'm sure somebody's done it.
I don't know. I mean, so oils like kill head retention, so it's kind of hard to put natural things in there. Obviously, we make a hazelnut beer, but it's like an extract, which is kind of different. But okay. I would imagine that there are almond beers out there in your stouts, but I don't know about what you're talking about.
You've had a bear claw before.
Yes, all but right, I mean,
go,
I don't
go
know.
Go to La Boulangerie tomorrow and get a bear claw.
I'm just saying, I don't think a brewer was like eating a bear claw by the brew kettle and just went, whoops. Then, you know.
My bear claw fell in.
Yeah.
This makes a great beer.
Or brewers walking by with a box of bear claws and tripped and.
Yeah.
The box went up in the air and in a like a sitcom.
Every one of them landed in the kettle.
You got that bear claw in my beer. You got that beer on my bear claw.
Mm-hmm.
There's some almond stouts, but I don't see any bear claw stouts.
Well, there you go, industry people listening. There's your new beer.
Trademark Perfect Pour 2020.
Beer claw.
Oh my goodness. Who wants to start it off?
A cussing show.
Let's go with Nick.
Is this the no cussing show?
I don't know. Have we not cussed yet? Can we go ahead and start it?
You better fucking believe it.
Ah, never mind. We'll try it again all next week.
Take away that E for everyone.
Every time I've got to make sure the E's clicked when I post this show so Apple Podcasts can look out. It doesn't accidentally fall into the children's side of podcast players. Doesn't go into the kids' podcasts. Maybe we can get in the top 100 kids podcasts. I listen to the Perfect Pour.
They say fuck a lot.
They say bad words.
Bad words. Well,
all children talk like the little rascals to me, apparently.
I gotcha. Yeah, the little kid voice.
Ah, come on, Spanky.
Say wise gay.
They're all pre or post-World War II kids that play stickball. And
ain't that right? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They like parades and
come on, community let's go swimming play pools. Some stickball and have a parade.
Well, hopefully, Paul will be going to the estate sale at the Marin Brewing Company this weekend.
Oh, man. No more Marin Brew Co., huh?
No more. Although, I did not know this, they're the same as Moylan's.
Yeah. Yeah. Same family.
Yeah, you knew that. As a Mill Valley representative, you knew that.
As a Marin,
Marinite.
I'm a Marin in-law. Marin in-law. Yes.
You're a Marin-law.
Marin-law. Yes. That sucks. They've got Moylan's and Marin Brew Co., and they're having to close the Marin Brew Co. because of COVID, just hurt them too much, and they didn't get approved for the pandemic, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, the RRF. They didn't get approved. They applied and didn't get it, and that basically just that was like their last sort of like this the last thing that could keep us going was that, and they didn't get it, so. But so yeah, and now you got to go to Moylan's and support them because it. I was reading that Moylan's is behind on rent, so we gotta everyone in the Santa Rosa / Marin area need to get to Novato, look up Paul, and have Paul meet you down at Moylan's.
Mm-hmm.
Start throwing them back.
That's right. Drink with the best of them.
Marin Brew Co. was distributed down here a little bit for a little while. And they had a Three Flowers IPA. It was really good. And Moylan's too, but I don't see it anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen Moylan's since the Shop and Tower closed up.
The place on Fryant Road.
Oh yeah,
they used to have it, the Marin Brew Co. and Moylan's, quite a bit.
The fort.
I haven't been to the fort in a long time.
And oh, it's like don't different. Exist anymore.
It's different
craft or something.
It's different owners or something, right?
Yeah, craft house or craft something.
I need to go in there and see if it's any. It's just lot. It's just become one of those liquor stores places that has like six month old IPAs, and sometimes you have to check. Like you're like, oh, you just check the month, and you're like, oh, it's only a couple months old, and then you're like, what? Then you check the year, it's like, oh, wait. It is only 14 months old. That's good.
Don't forget the year when you're checking your dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What year is it?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's sad. Sad news. Thanks to XL Perro for tipping us off on that, or tipping me off on that story. Anyway, I don't know where you saw it, Mikey.
Actually, my wife, she broke.
Is there still a party line? Like, does she like she just pick up the phone? And Marin. There's always somebody talking about Marin.
Yep, there's always Marin talk. You just pick it up and they're like, quack 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 quack, Mill Valley, quack 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 quack.
All the news, all the time.
Yep. Yeah, which is rare because you know you usually have somebody, whether it's your partner or some friend, that's like, look at this news, and you're like, I saw that like last Tuesday, bro. I know all about it. And usually that's all the case when the producer, like, you know, feeds me some Star Wars news or or beer news or something like I already know, okay?
Nice try.
But that was actually breaking. She broke news to me. I was like, oh.
What?
The Marin connection. They were there. The wife and the child were there kind of recently, so. Too.
Mm-hmm.
There was no indication. It sucks. It's like a death when these things happen, because you're like, you know, you look at their social media feed and it's just like, come on in, we're open today and this is what's going on this week and blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden the next day it's like, we're closing. Like, fuck.
Yeah. It's like after 3 months we figured out our favorite food truck had gone away and is never coming back.
You're like, well, you're like, not closed, right?
Yeah, you're just like for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you're not coming back ever?
Yeah, I'll be open till the end of the month, and then you'll have to just throw everything you can at Moylan's to keep it going. So. But Fieldwork moved in there. I don't want to blame Fieldwork, but no, they said it was pretty much 100% the pandemic. It wasn't like, you know, they didn't blame Dry January or something like that.
One bad month is all it took. It's the Fieldwork variant of the coronavirus.
What else, Nick?
On better news, apocalypse season is upon us. Drake's is releasing a triple IPA black label, which looks very metal. It is featuring Centennial, Cascade, Idaho 7, and Mosaic, coming in at 12.5%. Yes, please. More of that in my life. I don't know. So I don't know if pre-sale, they're pre-sailing it. I don't know if that means that's the only way you could get it. If eventually, like, the first run is pre-sold and then the rest makes distribution, maybe a little tiny bit. Maybe please. Maybe
first,
a little
tiny bit here. It's the first pressing. You want that first pressing.
First pressing. So... we used to have family not too far from Drake's. They unfortunately have moved farther north, so
don't catch the Drake's.
Yeah, it'll be a special trip.
Our friends, Drake's Brewing, we wouldn't mind having it sent to us in case we don't see it out in the wild. We would love to talk.
Early
about
cheers
it.
To Loyo. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? So there's a beer to look out for. Badass label, too.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. Unless I didn't read far enough in the article, no mention of the other colored apocalypse coming out yet. The red or the white or the green.
Yeah. Bless you.
Thank you. Wait, is it my turn?
No, I was waiting for Nick to build up here. I was expecting Nick build up. But...
What am I building up?
I don't know. Are you done? Are we done?
I'm Googling. Play the Google music.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. Apocalypse Hazy Double White Label and Double Clear Double West Coast Style Green Label.
Fan of the green more.
So, yes, they will be having all the colors. What? Wait. Limited draft only. Pre-Hopok Red IPA. Ooh, there's even a gold. Apocalypse Gold. Ooh. Barrel-aged barley wine.
That sounds...
How about like that?
Your alley there.
Bring back barley wine.
La
of gold. All the colors.
The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture. I love gold so much that I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident.
Smelting. February 12th is Apocalypse Day, if you're wondering.
All right.
Pre-orders, you could pre-order this beer up to February the 9th.
And like,
must be 21.
Does the pre-ordering, do you see, is that, can I get it sent to me or does
no, they say up? You must pick up between the 12th and what's the closing day? 12th and the 20th from San Leandro.
Then it gets pushed out to the regular public, just like my savers at Heroes Comics here in Fresno. You'd have savers on titles, savers. And you know they put they would put all the ones you wanted. They would put them aside for you on release day, and then if you didn't pick them up in a certain amount of time, then they got pushed back out into circulation. So,
whoa,
you got to pick them up.
Then you got to buy it like a regular person. Just a regular guy. That's my stuff.
That's your stuff.
There's my culture.
Matthew.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Okay, good. you know what, guys?
Cats.
Ill Smith is about to have some fun.
Let's have some.
With some seasonal IPA. It's what? Called Fun Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Hazy IPA.
Ooh, it's hazy.
And it's made with Vic Secret and Citra hops. Comes in at 7.3%. Six packs of 16-ounce cans. And can you not?
Matt's cool. Having cat problems.
He's
having a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. We're adjusting to the new place.
He needs a new catalytic converter.
Funwave Hazy IPA presents unparalleled burst of pineapple, passion fruit, and mango. With smooth brew boast tropic.
This smooth brew.
That just doesn't sound right. Boast tropical aromas interlaced with whispers of citrus.
Interlaced.
Guaranteed to whisk you away on a journey of fun. Somebody got way too lost. Wow. Mikey, did you write that for them after drinking a triple coconut hazy IPA?
Yeah. That sounds like a motel or resort. The resort in-house resort TV station. If you come down to our pool, we'll whisk you away to another place.
Then I came across a new to me website. But it's called craftbrewingbusiness.com. Mm-hmm. Professional insight.
Industry. I'm industry.
Professional insight, comma, unfiltered.
Wow. You get it? You guys get that? Get what they're doing there?
There's the article is titled, Here's What Motivated Taproom Return Visits in 2021. And there were some major topics, and it's beer offerings and variety, which, yes, we have offerings and we have variety. And they explain further. Food. That was a controversial topic because some places that didn't have food started serving food. places that didn't normally have food trucks had food trucks. Places that didn't normally partner with Uber Eats to get people there, they did. So now you can usually grab a bite at the tap room that you go to. Environment and location. And it just kind of says that people leaned into the outdoor seating, which I am a fan of. I feel like Fresno in itself, amongst other places, was severely lacking with patios and outdoor seating, which I like having as an option.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Patios for everyone. And then they also mention staff. I guess they could be helpful or friendly. I'm not sure. Let's see. The difference between a positive and negative experience can be impacted in the first 5 minutes with the host or bartender. Yeah. So, you know, you just, somebody comes in, you just say, what the hell do you want?
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. Well, what do you want? Oh, you one of those untappers?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get on the board? Oh, jeez.
You're just here to check in. Just here to check in again, huh?
They kind of have some overall takeaways. Yeah, it just says that this is a whole, you know, people were wanting to get out. They were wanting to experience things. People made patios possible or outdoor entertainment possible, and that made people more comfortable or interested. And,
I am interested.
They're expecting that in 2022, the outdoor elements will continue to grow. So it was interesting to see something from that perspective. I think they talked about a decent amount of plausible ideas. But just like I said, when somebody walks in, just say, what the hell do you want?
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you run a business. 2021.
Yeah.
22.
Hey, what do you want?
What?
Do you guys have food and stuff? Yes, our name is literally called Food and Stuff.
Favorite place to get all my food and stuff?
Yep. Those are my culture things.
Okay. Well, we missed out on the talking about the Canarchy getting bought by Monster.
Did we really miss that topic?
No, I guess we slightly ducked that topic, and now it's old news.
Employee-owned companies not being employee-owned, soft drink beverages buying beer.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next? It's not hurting me. I mean, Brewers Association says it's still craft because Monster is not a beer company, basically. And, whatever. I'm personally, it just becomes highly situational for me, and I haven't had any of those beers, the Canarchy stuffed beers. For a while, Oscar Blues is the only one we get here, and I don't see it that much. Maybe I'll start seeing it more now, but I don't know. It's not going to be that difficult for me to avoid any Monster Energy drink beers. But I know for other people, you know, Cigar City and Oscar Blues, that's a tough that they, if you care about drinking only independent beer, that's a tough pill, but I don't know, it's not going to be hard for me. It just, you know, the same old thing. You just got to, you know, drink local and then sort of build out from there. And think the beer gods at Sierra and the Deschutes are still independently owned, and so it gives us at least an at least one solid option in the grocery store. I mean, that's where these kind of buyouts are hurt is, you know, there's one less option that if I care about the Monster energy drink or in just want to support only independent breweries, then like that's just one less option I have at the grocery store, one less option I have at a restaurant. It doesn't affect my, if I'm going to go to a bottle shop or a beer bar, I've already signed off on those beers aren't there anymore anyway. So it's just makes it tough when you're in a situation where like this buyout beer is the only option you have. Do I do it or do I, you know, get a cocktail or something? So
yeah, water, please.
Water.
Sparkling water.
Just drink local, man, as much as you can.
Yeah.
Until you just get so bored that you go to a good bottle shop. Speaking of indie, well, I guess I'm pretty sure Hen House is totally indie, but Hen House has been around for 10 years now, and they're making collabs with like some of their staples, and there's one called Today on 10, and that's collabing with the like Faction and couple other breweries that it just looks good. So I'm looking just an early cheers to Hen House, the other Santa Rosa brewery. So if you're going to Younger in now March, don't make sure you go to Hen House as well. And Binge will let you know. Just get a hold of Binge Clark. See where to go. Make sure you go to the Peanuts Museum there in Santa Rosa. Or Charles Schultz Museum, I guess. I'm having the last of my slice beer. That's a full 16 ounces of coconut hazy, Nick.
Ooh.
Just give me a chance. I will.
Bam. You're going to be smelling like the beach in no time.
You keep nursing that thing over there.
All right. Ah. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? Now's the time for you to be on the show. Whether you're in Finland, Iceland, Dutch, or anywhere in between, you can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com and get on the show that way. And still working at the moment is our traditional voicemail line, 559-492-0542. And you can do that and get on the show that way. And this is how this person got on.
Beverage importer. And the only thing I can really, the only name I recognize in their portfolio is Innocent Gun.
Apparently it's mid caller.
Oh, I think it's Walmart. I can't remember what it is, but anyway. So, I mean, don't really deal much, doesn't look like, with big macro breweries. So, I don't know, it's kind of. Kind of in a way, plus they're not locally owned anymore, but actually they haven't really been fully independently owned or locally owned for a while. They sold a chunk of the company to an investor about 8 years ago. And then that group brewed with Citrus, Strata, Galaxy, and Lotus. Hopefully can't really taste the Lotus because I'm not a big fan of it, but we'll see. It's a from Weldworks and Other Half and Equilibrium all together. Three fantastic breweries, so should be good. Let's see. Yep.
This is Hop Sound, by the way.
So, obviously, the
Jay.
A lot of news from Utah over the last week as far as beer goes. So I wanted to hurry and break it down. Hopefully, it should make the recording tonight, but if not, it'll be for next week. But I haven't really drank much. The other one, though, Canarchy. So we have a couple breweries, and then we got Squatters and Wasatch. This one's a little more interesting. So, I mean, I bought by Monster Energy. I already, you know, drank probably. So, one of the bigger one being, well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. So, Uinta selling out to a beverage importer. I don't know. It's really kind of weird. So, they're...
Oh, see, it's done.
That's weird. Yeah.
Cell phone stuff going on. I think he calls back here, though.
Dang it. You just started a timer. Thought I was talking fast enough. Anyway, just to finish up my thoughts, yeah.
Oh, the so, Google voice.
Monster buying Canarchy. Not that big of a deal. They're already getting my money because of Monster. Yep, sucks not locally owned anymore. I'll still drink it. Still my favorite Utah beers, Pop Rising. It was one of my first kind of gateway. It's big ass double IPA. And, oh, I hope this wasn't a swear free one. Oh, I feel now. So yeah, I'll still be drinking some of those. Uinta, yeah, kind of up in the air. Really interesting. I mean, I know the target for a Monster wasn't, oh, we want the Wasatch and Squatters, but they are part of Canarchy. So really kind of the first big sellout deals as far as Utah breweries go. So interesting times here. A lot of people here don't care about it, about buying out. Oh. But it is what it is. I do care, so
Lada.
This one is. Both these are a little interesting, though, so. Say cheers to the night. Keep up the good work, guys. Wait, let me check my date. Yep, date's good.
Good.
All right.
Date's good.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, the Uinta one. It's a little confusing for me. It doesn't bother me as much when it's like an investment group. I mean, it's not as clean as being independent, but I don't know. I can warp my mind into thinking like, well, it's just like getting a loan from other people. So, you know, if pretty much any brewery at some point got a loan from something, somewhere, a bank somewhere or something. So, and you would consider that 100% independent still. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do about Uinta because Uinta actually do buy once in a while. You can get here and stuff. I guess it, I don't know, becomes situational. I still haven't seen what the Brewers Association says about Uinta. They're like the Canarchy thing took over all the energy. I just like,
yeah.
So, but you know, when you're Jay living in Utah, that's two different breweries that got affected. So in different ways. So. That's tough. When it's your area, that's what's tough. Whenever I see these buyout things and it's not my area, I'm like, oh, well, sucks for that person, whoever lives over there. So that's our traditional voicemails. I love gold! This one's from Paul. I'm getting a Paul beer here. The Adobe Creek Brewing Riley West Coast IPA. Aha.
Oh, yeah, with the doggo on the cover.
Golden Retriever, it looks like, on the cover.
Oh
my gosh, they're so adorable.
Totes adorbs. Just don't let them bite you.
Apparently, the pit bulls, if they're raised properly, have a better temperament than golden retrievers.
What?
Yeah, found that out this week, from watching Boba Fett series, because there's a rancor that sort of doubles. You could like think of how you thought rancors were mean and nasty, and really it's just how they're raised. They're really very nice creatures, and that's the way pit bulls are. If you don't raise them to be mean, they're like the best dogs, sweetest dogs in the world. Just Sorry, like golden mind. Retrievers. And Labradors. If you're wondering, Louis is fine. The cats now rule the garage. But Louis gets the house.
So
if you're worried about Louis, and yeah, it sucks. He wants to be out here. Every time I come out the studio, he wants to come out with me. But we've got the cats out here, and he doesn't like the cats. He chases everything not human. He loves humans, doesn't like other animals. Jovio is the only animal he was good with. So he doesn't get to come out here very much because of the cats. But he gets the house. The cats are stuck with the garage. But Louis doesn't see it that way. He sees it as like, why the hell can't I come out to the garage? But he's fine. Everything's good. Louis's good. As we continue with voicemails.
Hey guys.
What's going on, guys?
Colin and Janine here.
It's Sunday here. We just watched some football.
I heard it.
Yeah, good games.
Our Broncos are out, but it's kind of cool to see some other teams. Not as cool, but it's cool. Cowboys lost. That was kind of a good game. I don't know if you guys saw that game. But we're just chilling at the house. Had a great weekend. We went to Strange twice because I got gift certificates for my 50th birthday to Strange, River North.
And Four Noses.
So, and they were $100 each, you guys. So, I mean, that's like at least 2 days, 3 days of having beers for free. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, and I drove them there. I'm doing a dry January, so I bought some NA beers and checked them out. I really like Partake, which is from New York, Partake Pale. That's probably the best of the three that I got. And I've been doing some hop teas.
How was the hazy one you got?
And hop water. It was okay. That was Athletic Brew. It was okay. The Partake was much better. So doing that, but it's interesting. It's fun.
It's fun.
I'm doing little tastes of Colin's beers here and there and checking them in so I don't get too behind on my Untappd.
Yeah, you don't want to get too behind on your Untappd.
Yep. we just booked a trip to Arizona in March, so that should be fun.
Ooh. Yeah, we're looking at maybe Training. One day we might want to get a place in Mesa. We kind of thought Scottsdale would be the jam, but it seems like Mesa's got a lot of cool stuff going on, plus Arizona Wilderness, right?
Yeah.
Those guys are good.
Yeah.
There's a new downtown Arizona.
Gotta check that out.
Get a little excited about stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a 55 and older community?
Yeah, so just have to wait 5 more years, Colin.
I'll be so old. Oh, my God.
No, you won't.
Can I even drink IPA when I'm 55?
Good question.
I don't know. Maybe
the
hazies.
I think you can. Right on. Hazies might not even be a thing anymore by then.
Hazies are always going to be a
thing. I kind of agree. I like that, actually, because I like the variety.
Oh, today's Tony Bags' birthday.
Happy birthday Tony Bags.
If you hear this.
Tony Bags.
So awesome.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know where Epic is. So he checked in at Epig. But I thought it was the one that was by Pariah, but it was not at all anywhere near there. And I was like, oh, sorry, bro. I guess I don't know anything about California. Except for it's beautiful. You guys have awesome beer.
Yeah, that's always a good part.
Yeah, so I don't know. Kind of keeping it short and sweet. It is, still January here.
Yeah, but we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. Guys, oh, we get messed up. Oh well, keep up the good work, guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Keep it the good work. Keep it the good work. Keep it the good work, guys.
Thank you, Colin and Janine. And Janine, that's news, is doing Dry January. And that's our first officially known listener doing Dry January. So if you're looking for support, know that Janine is out there, even though she's getting sips off of Colin's beer. Still dry. So good for you, Janine. Thank you, Colin and Janine. And look out, March. There's going to be a get it in Phoenix area.
Yeah.
Go to some spring training games with Colin and Janine. Paul has given us an email. We accept just regular emails as well. Hey, fellas, I have a virtually no phone service in the backwoods of Colorado, but I felt it important to get a hold of you, inform you of the incredibly tragic news of Marin Brew Company.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So we can get some little bit more backstory on Marin Brew Co., I'm guessing here. Bastion of local craft beer for the past 33 years will be permanently closing its doors at the end of the month. It's bad enough that Iron Springs had to go down, but the Brew Co., as all the locals refer to it, was iconic, one of California's original pioneering brew pubs. I blame the haze craze more than anything. I'm sure the pandemic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'm sure the pandemic didn't help, not to mention the a-hole landlord that kept jacking up their rent. But ultimately, I think it's the fact that the people's taste in beer has changed, and it's just getting harder and harder for these old school establishments to survive. I'm in the minority. I am getting old and stodgy, and I long for the dark and cozy brew pubs where you could get a stout and a side of mashed potatoes all under $10 for your lunch break. Sadly, those days are long gone. Please take a moment of silence to mourn this loss for me. Cheers and love, Paul. Thank you, Marin Brew Co. And Paul's making me sad now. I want all these old, that old, like, 80s style. I want to say 80s, but that might not be completely accurate of timeline. Like, the 80s craft brewery style, like if you want to even go locally back to the origins of Tioga Sequoia with brew bakers Brew Breakers by Celia, which is actually, that's old school by Celia as well. But Butterfield and just that whole vibe, that, like, I don't know. I want to say classic rock vibe, but like just that whole like 70s, 80s vibe micro beer. That just is almost like, kind of like Paul's saying, just almost gone now.
Armageddon.
And Marin Brew Co. is one of the last ones like that. That's interesting. Paul's take a little bit more, because Marin Brew Co.'s official word is just like the pandemic did this. And, Paul kind of adds some color to it, meaning like this is also some, just the way our drinking habits are just different now and don't necessarily align with what Marin Brew Co., how they started. And there just isn't that kind of style of stuff anymore. And it That kind of sucks.
Adapt or die, huh?
Where, like, I think I miss, because I still get, I can still remember it, even though maybe I wasn't necessarily always a drink or a beer geek at the time, but, like, I just remember that vibe of that Marin Bruco's vibe of beer, and that's sort of, it's not around anymore, even though that's where craft beer really started. Oh, well, I'm just going to go. Thanks, Paul. Now I'm going to go cry and listen to.
No, I didn't.
Chew your crying, you're crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
What's up, homies? Chew your beer here. I'm going to try not to cuss. Second thing is I might go over 3 minutes, but I promise, homies, that I won't call back if I do go over my three. Just a quick little thing. New Year's resolution for me was to drink more beers at breweries, or basically visit more breweries and untap more beers at a brewery than I did the past few times. Past few years, homies. I've been drinking a lot at home and buying cans off the bottle shop, so my thing is to get out more and enjoy more of the brewery atmosphere and the beers. So quick little thing, as in January I think I'm down to like 15 breweries just alone in this month. Been hitting them pretty hard. What say you? You visit a brewery, you buy their beers, they're pretty good, the labels look amazing, then you visit the brewery and it's a shithole, homie. For instance, over the weekend I visited Arrow Lodge, Featherhair Serpent, Mount Low, and then we hit up Overtown in Monrovia. Cool little spot, I'll tell you about that in a second. So we hit Arrow Lodge first. You know, me thinking the beers are pretty damn good, great labels. Man, that brewery kind of really sucked, Holmes. The atmosphere looks pretty dope, but the beer tenders, man, this chick gave my wife an attitude. It's like, come on, man, this is your job to make it pleasing and sell me whatever you got on your beer board, homie. So we ended up, we had one beer and we took off. The other place would be Feathered Serpent. I know it's a new brewery that just opened up in 2019, had to go through the whole COVID thing. But, you know, their beers were really bad. They don't can or anything. You can buy their beers there. You can tell they just started. The guy's trying to work through the kinks. I'll give them that much. Also, Mount Low is an amazing place. They don't really distribute cans, but a beautiful layout, great indoors, big booths, amazing place. Outdoors is also amazing, great spot. Mount Low and Covina, hit that spot. They got great beers. They're still doing glitter beers there, homie. Also, another brewery, Overtown, we hit in Monrovia. We were actually leaving Mount Low because they closed early. They closed at 9, so we wanted to hit another spot. So we found a place called Wingman Brewery. So we went to that place, and we walked into the wrong brewery, homie. They were closing. They saw there was like 7 of us. They opened their door. They said, come on in, enjoy like, yourself. Shit,
money.
The owner and the wife, amazing people. I think it was Brett, and the lady's name was Selena or Celine or some shit like that. Amazing people. The guy sat down with us and even offered a couple of free beers to us to try out. I ended up trying out this beer that he just brewed called Café de Olla. It's a white guy, you know, but he knows who he's catering to, homie. Made a bomb ass stout. I ended up buying a 4-pack from him because it was a good stout. And we walked in there by accident because Wingman is right next door. But Wingman was closed, and they were closing too, but they let us in, homie. It seems like in that area of Covina, Arcadia, Monrovia, I think they closed, breweries closed at 9 o'clock, or the foot traffic ain't as much as it is down where I'm at, homie. My question to you guys is, have you been to a brewery where you've drank their beers at home, but then when you visit the brewery and you're like, fuck, this place sucks, you know? I should just drank them at home and not came to visit the brewery. El Segundo, I'm not talking shit about El Segundo, is an amazing spot, but the way they distribute their labels, the quality of their beers, and you visit the brewery, it's really small, homie, compared to like Tioga Sequoia that has an outdoor, a back door, a side door, front door, indoor, where you can hang out and drink. El Segundo has like maybe a capacity of 80 people, homes. Very small, very slender, but all the beers are great. Like Arrow Lodge, you would think it would be an amazing spot, but it's a shithole, homie. They had a bunch of fucking, sorry, I didn't want to cuss. They had a bunch of tables, but they were reserved, homes. Like, come on, man. You have them reserved for like later in the evening, but we're there, you know, let people sit down. So we had to like go outside and find a spot to hang out, homie. It's kind of dumb. You know, if you're going to reserve something, reserve it. At that, like 30 minutes before the reservations are due, kick the people out, man. Just say, hey, they're reserved, but by this time, we need them cleared so we can clean them. But, you know, hey, what have you. That's about it. Just a quick little thing is, I'm going to be out there drinking some more, man. I'm trying to hit breweries that I've never heard of so I can be the first to untap that beer in my community and get some more, uniques on my count, homie. I'm trying to move up on that thing. I was 13. I would think I was number 13 the whole year. Trece Sureños, homie. But now I got to move up, homes. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. Let me know what you think. Love you guys. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. I don't know that I've had. I don't go with enough breweries like Chew. I don't know if I've had that experience of like, oh, this is a good, you know, buying their beer beforehand and then. Then going to the brewery and being like, oh, this is kind of freaking rinky dink. I think I've had that experience. I'm trying to cycle through some brewery visits. I'm just not. It is sort of like sometimes you see something on Instagram and it's like, oh, that looks super cool. And then you get there and it's just like, oh, this is just an industrial building like all breweries. But they made it look pretty sweet on Instagram.
I definitely can relate on like a restaurant portion. Like there's places where I've had their food and it's great, but it's like you kind of get that peek of the kitchen and you're just kind of like, ooh, I shouldn't have seen that. I've had that in a restaurant world, but... as far as breweries, I feel like the places I've been, it's all relatively the same and I understand things. So to me, it's, you know, I've been to places that are decorated beautifully that don't have great beer. And I just say, if you don't have great beer, have good food. So
give me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the different brewery tap rooms I've been to, I kind of knew what I was expecting.
Yeah, I've definitely been to places where the food's better than the beer. Like brew pubs are pretty usually miss on beer if you're like, you know, keeping it separate. Like they're at best, like if you can just find a brew pub that has good food that has okay beer, then you're like, that's enough. Like that's all I expect out of a brew pub. There's not too many brew pubs that are like that are heavy on the food, like or at least as heavy on the food as the beer, that have like really excellent beer. Like usually it's like pretty, it's 50-50 or the food's better. But I guess it's just part of being a brew pub is like you can't, if you're gonna focus equally on two things, you know, neither are going to be the best. They're just going to be okay. I don't know. That's just how the world works, I guess, man. You haven't had that experience, Nick, of being like going to a place and like, oh, I was not.
Oh, three.
I thought this was going to be way better.
Yeah, 90% of the time.
Every place you go, you're like, fuck, what a disappointment.
But this is going to be way better. Way better. Yeah, I can't think of one that did both equally well. Most, you know, when you're doing beer crawling and going to different pubs, and they tend to have pub food, it gets kind of old after a while. Even the best of the best, you're kind of like, ah, another burger. Okay.
Way burger, to go. French fries.
French fries. Hey, more chicken, fried stuff. Sounds good.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah. Quick food.
Chew has another voicemail, which I don't. It was a long voicemail. I don't know. If we're in
what's up, homies? Chew, you be here. I'm going to try not to cuss.
Okay. I think he's just trying to re-record that same voicemail because it's about the same time. If it's something different, Chew, you let me know. Or I'll listen to it afterwards and we'll play it next week. But, that's, I think you're good. Wait. Maybe, did I miss a traditional voicemail? Or we just got somebody just got scared and hung up. Yeah. Somebody got scared and hung up earlier, actually. We just.
Yes. You should just say their number. We'll call them back right now.
Yeah. Everyone, here we go. It's,
559-492-0542. Is that the number?
It's 801 area, prefix. So.
Wait, was that the studio number? I forget. Was that it?
Wait, what did you say?
559-492-0542.
Yes, that's our line. Our
okay, good.
Okay.
Oh wait, that's your phone number. Shit.
Did you put my personal number out there to tens of people?
Hey, it's on the tailgate of your work truck, so I don't know what you're worrying about.
Call me. You need for something a good fixed. Time. You need something fixed good, call me. I'll fix it real good.
Mikey's the guy where it's like, tell me how my driving is, and he'll answer and he'll be like, yeah, get off my ass. I don't care.
Yeah, don't turn me in for bad driving of the Ford Ranger.
Your light bars are too bright, sir.
He's terrible at driving a Ford Ranger. God dang it.
Never seen such light bar. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
The amount of 805 stickers was disheartening.
Way too many 805 stickers. There's no way 805 is that good to put all stickers on the back of your car. 805. I mean, come on. It's just sort of. It just defeats the purpose at some point if you're just going to make it all 805 stickers. Thanks for everyone for calling in to the show and emailing the show. We appreciate it. Do it next week. Next week, we're going to do the no cussing. All right. We're going to try and set it up. I'm going to try and set it up again. So you're going to voice.
I'm glad I have a whole week to work on it.
Yeah, work on, just try not to cuss all week. Everybody listen to the show. Even if you're not going to voicemail us or email us, just don't cuss all week so we can get everyone can get used to it. What it's like to not cuss. It'll be like the 80s again, okay? When it was shocking when somebody would cuss in public. And you're like, oh my God. Those two people over there were cussing.
They were cussing and.
Remember that? We're gonna bring that back.
It's radical.
So next week, don't do it. I'll bounce you.
Boom. You get the boot.
You get it going in the penalty box. Marin Brewer Adobe Creek with this Riley. It's good beer. Novato, California. Competing with Moylan's. You can go to Riley. Adobe Creek. Moylan's. Hit him up.
But only one has Paul.
That's true. You got to think about that. If you're like, oh, do I go to Moreland's? Has food. Moreland's food is fine. Beer is good. And food. I've done both there. They're one of the brew pubs that do it correctly. What were we drinking this past week? The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Surprise, surprise. We'll
access your memory / your Untappd feed and figure out what the hell you did this week.
Yep. No new beers to report. It was all
bunch of crap.
Celebration ale. Still working on
the soap. Still trying to get through that?
I'm working on it. I'm down to my last one.
Oh, thank God. Jeez.
Celebration no more.
Do something. So are you going to plan some exciting beer events for you this week so you can get back in the drinking? Something
interesting.
Yeah.
I planned on going to the market this weekend, but I got a nice little box dropped off earlier with some good brews in it.
You can still buy other beers.
No. Don't be silly. We can't.
I just know the brother so well. Like every time he went to the fridge to pick up a celebration, there's just the puppy and then his wife. Those are the two people, the two living things at the house. And he's like, I'm just doing a public service. I'm trying to clear out the old stock. You know, that's FIFO. Right. Everybody's like, we get it. You're having another celebration.
Come here, little puppy. You want some hops? Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Don't give my puppy hops. Oh, I've started dialing the SPCA right now.
Damn it. They're on alert.
My friend's giving his puppy hazies.
Hazy?
What?
Stop the haze. Did you say West Coast, sir? Please tell me you said West Coast.
No, hazies.
That's it. We're dispatching authorities.
Well, we'll all look forward to Nick next week telling us about something not celebration.
22 is my year. I'm going hard.
Isn't the Chicken Whiskey Band playing somewhere this week?
Oh, we want a Chicken Whiskey update?
Yeah. Aren't they playing? They got a January date I saw.
I believe it's Gazebo Gardens is back open.
Because that's where I'm anticipating Nick to be drinking.
Something. Yes, it is dog friendly, so there's a good chance we could go out.
Oh, you're just going to bring the puppy and just like, look at us. We have a puppy.
Everyone that's right. I'm going to be that asshole.
We've got a puppy.
I'm going to annoyingly shove my puppy into your face and demand you love her.
Love it.
She's cute.
Jerry, you gotta come look at the baby.
January 28th, Gazebo Gardens.
All right.
Fresno.
California.
February 25th, Barrel House Brewing.
Oh, that's the one I saw, I think.
I live within walking distance of Gazebo. Maybe I will walk there that evening.
Yes, you should. Well,
get maybe a food truck and pick up a plant and some food from a food truck.
And a plant.
And the.
If you want to be at Fresno's newest hotspot.
Fresno's newest hotspot is.
It's got everything.
It's got everything.
It's got street lamps on the inside. It's got bouncers that bring you vodka shots.
It's got bouncers that bounce you inside the restaurant.
Oh, man. That one of my favorite bits of SNL ever. Stefan. Howlin' Wolf, February
17th. Oh. Fresno's newest bar, the Howlin' Wolf.
Not walkable, but definitely bikeable for me.
Do they have beer in there?
They do, but if you're going to spend some money.
Purposes.
They're
$9.805.
Oh, damn.
Full disclosure, their draft beers are $8 because it is more of a cocktail bar. And so when I go there, I get a cocktail because they're about $10, $10 to $12, which is on the affordable range of cocktails. So
they make it so difficult to buy a beer that even a beer geek's like, yeah, no, nah, I'm not doing it.
Oh, no, I like an old fashioned.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't post them on the work page.
There's not enough tap for old fashions. Bearded Brewer 87. What did you drink this week?
I didn't ask Wazoo questions, but there was two beers that were donated. Mikey has one of them, but one that I had, it was called Daddy Chill. Not sure who let that become a beer label, but it was
that,
a beer.
That could be a lot of things.
Yeah. And then All the Nelsons, which is a Moonraker, which can be bought in town, but it was donated. Do recommend that beer. Mm-hmm. A certain Fig Garden Village place has that one if you fellows are looking.
Yeah. I feel like the market has that one too, but I'm not sure.
It's very, very likely.
The Moonrakers are the expensive ones.
Yep.
Moonrakers are always a little bit higher in price.
Then there was, I believe it was a Moonraker Alvarado collab versus being called a West Coast IPA. It was Coast West IPA.
Uh-huh. Wow. Wow. They flipped it.
Yeah. And then been drinking the hell out of Easy Peasy Dry Hop Pilsner from Urban Roots.
All right.
Those are, for a guy that loves IPAs, it's very easy for me to just pop one of those in there because it's low ABV. It has a little dry hop.
How many do you have? You're just popping these.
Well, you throw one in. It's a little, it helps you space things out a little
balance.
Bit.
Give me balance.
Let's see here. What else we got? Oh, then from Wild Fields from Atascadero, they had a pale ale called Make It Snappy.
Make It Snappy.
Make It Snappy. I drank a few of those. And I felt bad because Spokes had three West Coast IPAs on draft, and I had, or West Coast beers, and then I had that Make It Snappy, and it popped, and then they put a Pilsner on, and I was like, here we go.
You made a Pilsner happen.
Then there was another Urban Roots beer I've been drinking the crap out of, and it's Guac is Extra.
Yeah.
And usually I'll see that beer posted and it's gone. And I've actually been able to have four cans of it. I had one last week on the show. And then, I've had it like three other times since. And I feel like people are sleeping on it.
Where? Yeah, you're getting it at Spokeasy.
Yep. And then their Spokes had done a raffle for another local brewery. And in that raffle was 2012 to 2017 vertical of Black Tuesdays from the brewery. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be sitting there on a Tuesday. And our good old friend Long for Beer, or Jared, depending how you know him, he extended the invite to taste that. And it was fantastic. It's probably the oldest barrel-aged beer that I've ever had that was not oxidized by any noticeable amount. There were reviews of it saying that it didn't have much barrel characteristics still, but it was, I think it was closer to like 20% by alcohol. So it was still hot and it was still a beautiful beer, but yeah.
All right.
Then there's Cocktails of Howlin' Wolf, but those don't count because
we're not doing cocktails. Wow, that was an active week for Bearded Brewer 87.
I'm sure there were other things in there too. But.
Yeah, you missed them though. I had a Fresno County beer from Crow and Wolf Stargazer IPA, a hazy IPA. And that's was good. A new one to me from Pizza Port Brewing, Dream Trip IPA. It is okay. A little bit disappointing, but it's still all right. If you see it, go ahead and try it soon. I'm still recommending that you try it. New Glories, do you even Mosaic, bro? Of course. Hen House, I was talking about earlier. They're incredible pale ale. They're IPA. They're incredible pale ale. That one's always good, and I had, you know, still had some Powder Day IPA from Sierra Nevada left.
Wow.
Getting some old. That Revision Brewing Company, Nelson's Revenge. Nelson Revenge, that was good. Okay. And one from Moonraker. I think that was maybe... That maybe got in last week, the West Coast IPA, which was... that was all right. That was all. I didn't do a lot this week. Pretty mellow.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for everything to mellow out, and then I'm just going to be out there going crazy. Every brewery. Every brewery known to man, I'm going to hit them all. There you go. Follow us. Dorktown, Bearded Brewer 87, and the Nick 80 on Untappd.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Got some cheers first. Let's go with Nick.
Now, cheers to people.
Mm. People. They are those things.
People. The people.
I love gold.
Oh. I feel like Matt opened the beer. I'm not 100%, but
no, just on the lookout. Oh, I wasn't gonna say anything.
It's still worthy of an I love gold. We're still partying here.
Yeah, we're rocking it.
Those are still hanging out.
Is this a banger?
Oh yeah. Maybe I don't know.
Feel like this is a banger. Yeah.
Well, come on. There's still down. A few minutes left. You can bang.
Riff it up.
You can still bang.
Rip it up. Tear it up. Boom. Get the big fish. Well, cheers to Rad Stacy. I saw her.
Oh, now you saw her. Oh, you. So yeah. I saw her and you're just like, you just could not take it. That I got to see Rad Stacy, so you just had to see. I had to.
So yeah, She's still.
Where did you see Rad Stacy?
In the fig garden.
Stacy worked for an independent brewer.
Called it before it happened.
Did you recognize Rad Stacy first, or did Rad Stacy recognize you first?
That's a good question. The world may never know.
Damn it. Well.
Was it like classic sitcom where you're both going down an aisle and the carts like merge into each other and you're just like,
No, first you said something mean and then you realize it was Rad Stacy and you're like, what the hell, man? And then,
hey, asshole, watch where you're going. Oh, hey, Nick.
Watch where you're going, asshole. Oh, Nick. Yeah.
It was the meat in three different aisles. Oh, you again. Oh.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. I'll see you later. Next aisle. Oh, you again.
I saw her at Whole Foods, and like, you know, we did the whole talk in the beer aisle, and then I'm like, all right, we'll see you later. Have a good day. Hope to see you again soon. Yeah. And then like 5 minutes later, I see her in produce, and then I was with my daughter. I was like, don't talk to that woman. She loves corporate beer. Don't talk to her.
Oh,
wow. Rad Stacy played along. She's like, yep, I love it.
I can't get enough.
What at one point you have to, what point do you like at some point it starts happening so much you start acting like you don't see the person anymore, like you keep seeing him again and again, and you're just like, I'm out of like saying, you know, I don't have any more highs anymore.
Yeah. And now you're standing right in front of the thing I need to get.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what's up? What's up? Oh, I just needed to get to those oranges. Actually,
yeah. Oranges, huh?
Yep. Citrus, right?
Citrus, am I right?
That's it, Nick.
That's my cheers.
All right. Matt?
Just cheers out to everybody in the Discord. They're keeping the thing alive, and they have all the topics, and they remind me that I don't check in as much as I need to.
Yeah.
Or could.
Good job. Loggerline Discord. There's a link to our Discord in the show notes. And the Golden Gods get to be in the Porum, which is a Facebook group. So... there's two different groups to be in. You can be in both or one. It's up to you. You decide.
Any more cheers, man?
That's all I got going.
This will be good.
What was it? Temecula Vern made a post in the Porum.
Yeah, Vern's still out there, man.
Look at that.
Protecting your ass.
Supposedly it's from BrewDog, so I don't know if it's real or not. It kind of fits their marketing, but yeah.
Hello, how are ya?
Could be a thing.
We've kidnapped Vern. Do they make like a navy beer or like some sort of? We made a beer out of ocean water.
And it's called Sad AF. I am whole, alcohol free beer.
Oh, okay. So Vern can do that. Can't wait till Vern's done back in the business, back in the States and on dry land.
Yep. But that's what I got.
All right. Well, cheers to Tony Bag. As mentioned earlier, we missed his birthday. So big cheers to our bro, our Central Coast bro, Tony Bags. Really, he's just all over California. The dude he's just the number one. He's number one beer rep, number one beer geek. He does it all, man. He's magic. He's beer magic, that Tony Bags. Cheers to our returning Golden Gun, Evil Circle. Is back or he's in. He's a Golden God. Doesn't matter. Evil Circle is a Golden God. And we big cheers to Evil Circle. Thank you. And he is part of our Patreon. Our Patreon, all our gold, the Golden Gods are the people that give us money on Patreon every month. And cheers to all the Golden Gods. Please welcome Evil Circle, as I know you will. And if you want to become a Golden God, it's there. There's links in the show notes. Or if you just go to Golden God, go to God.com. Does anyone have Golden God? What happens if you go? Nick, come on, do
no,
it.
No, I'm not falling for that.
I'm not going to look it up either. All right, maybe I will.
I don't know if that would translate into what you think it is.
I got enough cookies on my computer. I don't need any more.
I'm going to do it. I'm trying goldengod.com. I'm doing this for everyone, making this sacrifice. Oh, it's open. Nobody has bought it. It is for sale. I mean, you can't just buy it for cheap. Oh my God. Can you get
are we prices right?
Yeah, let's guess how much goldengod.com would cost. If you want to buy goldengod.com, Nick, how much do you think goldengod.com costs?
$4,000.
All right, $4,000.
I feel like you started to say $20,000.
Oh, God.
Matt, how much do you think goldengod.com costs?
I just said it.
You said $20,000? It is $25,000. If you would like to own gold, geez, how stupid am I? Or no, I didn't buy this right off the bat.
Yep.
Wow. I wonder how much 10 years ago, how much goldengod.com cost. God dang it.
10-year challenge.
Is this $25,000 if somebody wants to buy goldengod.com? Son of a bitch. Like they're going to get it.
Yeah, no wonder nobody's bought it. Golden underscore.
Yeah, I'll just buy realgoldengod.com.
Real official Golden God.
Official. Thank you. Thank you, Golden Gods and everyone. That's patreon.com/perfect4, by the way. Matt's showing us his new cat, who is not thrilled about being on the show at all.
It's a kitty ASMR. Get some little purr breaths. Say hi.
Get louder.
Say hi. Say hi. Nope. Okay.
Your cat doesn't say hi.
I got speakers to go scratch. Can you put me down?
She she talks covers. A lot. She says a lot of mouths. She has opinions. She has feedback.
She's good. Vocal. Tells you what she likes.
Shayna also says hi. The other
other cat.
Meow.
Half of the clam jam is here right now.
What? Sheena's there? Oh my god.
They're asking for proof. You got to pop on camera.
Yeah, come on. No. Let's hear her voice real quick. Come on. Let's get a little half of the clam jam.
Your presence is demanded.
Let's go. Tell her there's a ski lodge involved.
There's a ski lodge involved if you stay right there.
Oh my god, there she is.
Wait, she's holding a cat.
Yeah.
She has a cat too?
It's the same cat.
No.
Same cat. Same clam.
No.
Oh my god, there she was. Yay! Nick, you thought this wasn't going to be a banger. You're like, this is not going to be a banger. And I said, Nick, hang on. There's still some show left. This still could be a banger. And guess what? It's a banger.
Minutes. We banged it out.
I haven't had too much to drink. I don't remember that conversation coming up.
Well, you might have stepped away. We're like, I guess this show's not a banger. And Nick was like that. And I was like, don't you wait. There's still banging left. There's still plenty of banging left to do, Nick.
I was reverse jinxing it. I unjinxed it.
Good. That's smart.
If
good
the
job,
show
man.
Had a status of being an E for everyone, you just threw that out the window.
E for Elephant. Underrated Fresno van. Well, I mean, we just had a Shane appearance, so the everyone's buzzing. The internet's buzzing. It's a great time. We still our banger.
What is a clam jam?
I banger. Nope. If you don't know what a clam jam is, then forget
you.
You have
Google.
Not been listening long enough. Go back.
Do not Google.
No. Well, Google the perfect pour and clam
yes.
jam.
And yeah, together.
Don't separate those two, otherwise
you're not separate.
Keep it all tight, and you'll be fine. But otherwise, yeah, don't Google it. All right. Well, I'm satisfied. We've got a banger episode now. Finally, that's the secret. We just keep going until we find the banging.
Oh. It took us 400 and some 30 odd episodes.
Yeah. No, this is a 2022 all banger year. So far, I think we're there. Or we've been banging just fine. All right. Have a great week.
Have a great
day.
Have
fun.
Yes.
And what?
Always have a 10-day forecast.
Check your